With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers and ranchers understand, when you're in the ag business, sometimes things happen you can't control, and the weather is certainly one of those things, and the best you can really do is just prepare for the worst. That's where crop insurance comes in, to protect against either the loss of crops due to natural disasters like extreme weather. Ag economist Keith Cobble explains how crop insurance has improved in its ability to mitigate losses related to extreme weather over the last four decades.
We have increased the risk pool. In other words, that earlier period where the loss ratio was very high, we had participation in the crop insurance program about 25-30% of planted acres. More recent years, we've been running with an 85-90% of acres insured. Fundamentally changed the characteristics of the pool of farmers that are in this program, and it has resulted in better loss experience. We obviously have improved the quality of our production systems. I have watched the way that we grow soybeans today versus the way that we grew them in 1997 is fundamentally different. And I also know that the rating, the database, the sophistication of the techniques being used to rate this program has gotten far, far better over time.
More information on crop insurance can be found at usda.gov. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.